Welcome to the Academic Minute. I'm Lynn Pascarella, president of Mount Holyoke College. Since the housing bubble burst, we've heard it's a buyer's market, yet many are still unable to afford a new home due to the economic downturn. So what happens when the economy turns around, and how can we avoid another bubble? Professor Jeff Sovereign of St. John's University School of Law takes a look.
When the economy improves, more consumers will want to buy homes and need mortgages. That means consumer borrowers will need to know what they're promising to pay so they can tell whether they can keep that promise. One of the causes of the Great Recession was that borrowers assumed debts that they not only couldn't repay, they didn't know they couldn't repay, and that led to defaults. Federal law required lenders to give borrowers forms that supposedly told them what they had to pay, but the forms were misleading. In addition, mortgage brokers say the consumers didn't use the disclosure forms to make decisions and spent little time with them. The Consumer Financial Protection Bureau was created in part to help consumers understand what they're getting into when they take out a mortgage. The Bureau's been trying to achieve that goal by soliciting comments on new two-page loan disclosure forms so that consumers can more easily understand loan terms. Unfortunately, even two simpler pages may still be too complex for some borrowers. Borrowers may still not use them, just as they didn't use the old forms. Fortunately, another way to help borrowers exists. Some borrowers have benefited from loan counselors who warn them away from bad loans. A Chicago study, for example, found that counseled borrowers were less likely to default and were more likely to understand their loan terms. Experiments like the one in Chicago suggest that borrowers would benefit from a two-tier system. Those who can understand loan terms from disclosures, which they can prove by taking a test on the terms, can use them. But those who fail the test should be required to see mortgage counselors. That will help borrowers and maybe prevent the next great recession.
That was Jeff Sovereign from St. John's University. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors on our website, academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from Newman's Own Foundation in partnership with Mount Holyoke College.
Mortgages and overdrafts, they really get me down. VAT and...